Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. Routines, habits, and addictions is the topic of today's podcast. The thing is, it's super useful to build habits in life that make sure that you maintain and expand your capacity and power. There are many, many different kinds of habits you can do. We're not going to get into them now, but let's say you start your day in a way that really works for you in terms of your presence, your clarity, and how you get into your workday. Now, those kinds of habits often start with building a routine. You decide on some actions that you want to take regularly, on a daily basis, ideally. And in the beginning, it's difficult because you're not used to that routine yet. You have other routines, or you have kind of no routine, so you just get into action by what triggers you randomly in the morning. Now, routines turns into habits over time. And when it's become a habit, it's something you don't need to think about much at all. You simply do it out of habit. It's become a habitual behavior. And that's great when that clicks in, because it's so much easier than to maintain and expand your power and capacity in this case. Now, what's super interesting is when the habits become an addiction. And then I mean, you know, positive addiction. An addiction has entered when it feels really weird when you don't stick to your habit. It's like something feels off with you when you don't do your habit. It's like something is wrong when you don't do your habit. For me, a routine that became a habit and turned to an addiction is to spend time every morning in reflection. Reflecting in a written format where I think or talk to myself about important topics in my life. Some simply has to do with gaining more clarity and depth in my awareness and presence. Sometimes I reflect around specific projects or topics. Sometimes there could be conflicts or issues, but I got time every morning with myself to reflect or talk to myself about what's really important in my life. And it feels very off the rare mornings when I don't do it for some reason. So that habit turning into addiction helps me so much to start my day in power, to start my day in clarity. And I often get great insights in the morning because it's quiet, it's me with myself, and I have a level of clarity in my thinking that is more distinct and clear than often during the day when the day is full of activity. Many people in Sweden, where I live now, is about to go on vacation. And I just want to urge you in this podcast to give some thought to how to keep your good habits and good addictions going over the summer. Because when your environment change and your time of sleep and wake up might change in vacation, or you're not in a familiar environment, it's so easy to slip out of your good habits and addictions. And something goes missing. It's great to have vacation when you rather expand on the routines and habits that you want to do. And if you have some addictions, it's a bit of a funny word, but I use it here anyway because it's good. You can spend vacation time to tweak and improve the really strong habits slash addictions that you have, because you often have more space and time to do it. So give some thought going into vacation, how to expand on your power and capacity versus losing power and capacity because you go out of your habits. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.